Welcome to the My City Youth Leadership Essentials. These podcasts are designed to explain the foundational principles of leadership in My City Youth.
Hey, My City Youth, here we are again. This is David Chittick. Can't wait to talk to you today about leadership, one of, if not my favorite topics in the world. We know, again, that leaders are not born, leaders are developed. And so we are dedicated to help developing you into the leader that God has called you to be. Today, what we want to do is we want to walk you through one of the foundational principles to leadership in My City Youth. And that is this word right here. The word is faithfulness, is faithfulness. So let me tell you what we believe is faithfulness. And then I'm going to tell you the three areas of being faithful in My City Youth, and we're going to describe those, give some examples of those, break those down for you, and give you some application and finish this thing off. So we believe it at My City Youth that faithfulness is fruitfulness. Now I need you to write that down, because that is the key to so much of what you do. Faithfulness is fruitfulness. A lot of times what we think faithfulness is faithfulness is showing up. Faithfulness is being there. Faithfulness is always being around and always being this. And we've actually put the wrong definition on what it actually means to be faithful. We have confused loyalty for faithfulness. Loyalty is being there. Loyalty is always showing up. Loyalty is rain or shine, I will be there. But faithfulness, and what the Bible has defined it as, is simply that word fruitfulness. If we are not fruitful, we are not faithful. And fruitfulness is that, is having fruit, is reproducing something. Is when I give you five, can you make 10? When I give you one person to lead, can you go for five people to lead? Everything we do, if we're being faithful in how God has defined it, it is being fruitful. And at My City Youth, we want you not just to show up. We want you not just to be committed. That is all really good, but those are all basic things that almost everybody can do. We want to develop you and be the best leader that anybody can be. In fact, you know what I think? I think the majority of leaders, or what the world has identified as leaders in ministry, are people that have a title, but people who are not fulfilling the actual definition of leadership and faithfulness. And so we have said that if you are faithful, then you're just there. Then you just show up. Then you just do what's required. And maybe you go above and beyond what's required. But that is just one little aspect of being faithful. And we believe that people are missing out all over the world when we don't clearly define what it means to be faithful, what it means to reproduce what I've given you, what it means to take what I've given you and make it better. Anytime we do that, that is called faithfulness, multiplication, reproduction. In fact, I want you to write this down, because this is a scripture for you to read and to look up when it has to do with faithfulness. And it's in Luke chapter 16, verse 9 through 12. And that tells us the three areas that we need to be faithful in, the three areas that we need to be fruitful in. So anytime somebody uses the word faithful, I want you to replace it with the word fruitful. Are we being fruitful? Are we reproducing what's been given to us? Are we multiplying what's been given to us? If you have a connect group and your connect group isn't growing and you don't have another leader you're raising up, then you're actually not being faithful. From the biblical definition of it, we're not being faithful. We're being loyal, but we're not being faithful. If we're not reproducing ourselves, we are not faithful. In fact, Jesus goes so far as to say that those who do not reproduce and those who are not faithful, Jesus calls them wicked and lazy, which is crazy to think about, but that's what he does. He gave talents. He gave one person five. He gave to another person two, and he gave to another one one. And the person he gave five talents reproduced five more. The person he gave two reproduced two more. And then the person he gave one, the Bible says, buried it in the ground because he was afraid of the master. He buried it in the ground and reproduced no more. And the master comes back and calls the servant who reproduced one wicked and lazy. I don't want to be wicked and lazy. I don't want to just keep what my leaders have given me. I don't want to just keep what my pastors have given me. I don't want to just keep what somebody or my boss has given me. I want to reproduce it because I want to be faithful. Because guess what? There's also a promise for those who are faithful. The Bible says this to the faithful person, "Well done, good and faithful servant. I have given you this much, you produce this much." And man, that's how I want to live. I want to live that life that says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And faithfulness is that. Faithfulness is fruitfulness. And that's how we define it. The three areas that in Luke chapter 16, it talks about the three areas of being faithful are in these. And then I'm going to talk through each of these. The first one is being faithful with what belongs to another man. Being faithful with what belongs to another man. The second one is this, being faithful with what's least. Third one is this, faithful with money. So let me go through this one more time. Faithful with what belongs to another man, faithful in what is least, and faithful with money. The first one we see here, being faithful with what belongs to another man. That is in so many areas. If you're serving in My City Youth, if you're serving in C3 San Diego, in any capacity, stepping into leadership, we have to be faithful with what belongs to another man. Because My City Youth actually isn't even my ministry. We are serving Pastor Juergen and Pastor Leanne's vision for this thing. God has entrusted us to be faithful with what somebody has given us. We have to be faithful with what belongs to another man when it comes to the vision of My City Youth, to inspire the teenagers of San Diego to become lifelong members of the church. That means this, if we aren't inspiring other people, if we're not inspiring the teenagers of this city to become lifelong members of the church, then we actually are not being faithful with the vision that belongs to another man. We first have to be faithful with the vision of another man before God will give us our vision of our own. Being faithful with the people that God has entrusted to our care. You will see this as you step into leadership at My City Youth and as you become a Connect leader and disciple people. It is not just taking care of them that means you're being faithful. It is not just looking after them. It is not just picking them up. That is the beginning steps, but that is not our definition of what being faithful is. Faithful is you not just picking somebody up, but pouring yourself into them, developing them as a leader, and turning them into a powerhouse like you, somebody who then develops other leaders. Your job as a leader is to take leaders and develop leaders. Take leaders, develop leaders so that they develop other leaders. That is what success looks like. That is what faithfulness looks like. That is what God has called us to do. The reason that people aren't changing the world is because we have this skewed vision and perspective and definition of what faithfulness is. Faithfulness is taking these people that God has entrusted to you and turning them to the greatest powerhouse who develops other powerhouses. If we do that, we are faithful. If we do that, we can change the world. If we do that, we can see not just our school saved, but the entire world set on fire. If every person says it's not just about me, I have to reproduce myself into somebody else. The people that your network leaders have given you, the people that your Connect leaders have given you, are you being faithful with them? Are you reproducing yourself into them? Or task? What's the task that's been given to you? Are you being faithful with that? Are you being fruitful with that thing? Or this one, this is a big one, I believe, property. The property. Property of somebody else's. If you're renting a house right now, are you leaving it better than how you got it? When you borrow something from somebody else, do you give it back better than when you got it? Because that's faithfulness. If you get it back the same way, if somebody lets you borrow their car and it's half filled with tank and you return it half full, that's not faithful. That's just enough. That's just enough. And I don't want to be just enough. I don't want to be the one that buries it in the ground. Well, he only gave it to me half full. I don't want to live that life. My City Youth, if you want to be a leader that changes the world, you can be a leader in the world's eyes, but I want to be a leader that changes the world. And being a leader that changes the world requires you and I to not just do something halfway. We can't just do enough. That language has to leave leave us. The language of just enough has to leave our vocabulary. We will not live that lifestyle. If we borrow something, we return it better than how we got it. We need to have the reputation, I will borrow anything and lend anything to a My City Youth leader, because every time I do, it always comes back better than when I got it. That's what it means, being faithful with what belongs to another man. The vision, the people, the resource, the task, and the property. Second one is this: faithful in what is least. Now, this one's really difficult, because in what is least doesn't have a lot of glory. In what is least doesn't have a lot of Instagram posts. In what is least doesn't get on the news. In what is least doesn't get you a trophy. In what is least doesn't get you a headline. In what is least doesn't get you a reward on the TV, on a Sunday night, why you did this and how you did it. In what is least doesn't get you much in man's eyes, but it gets you everything in God's eyes. Being faithful in what is least, the small things, the little things. For example, sweeping the floor. When somebody asks you to sweep the floor, do you just do what's required of you, or do you do more than what's required? Well, I only asked you to sweep the floor. Well, do you take it on yourself to now mop the floor? Well, I only asked you to take the trash out, but do you take it on yourself to put another trash bag in there? Well, I only asked you to take the trash out and put a trash bag in there, but I'm going to actually clean the trash bins as well. And that is what God looks at. When God looks for people to change the world, He doesn't look at the gifting. God is not impressed with your gifting. He is not impressed with my gifting. He could not give a rip about how gifted I am at preaching, or how gifted I am at communicating, or how gifted I am at this thing or that thing or this musical instrument. God doesn't care about that. Why? Because it's a gift and He gave it to us. God is impressed with what He has not given you. He is impressed with what He has not given you. And He has not given faithfulness. That is a choice that you and I make, to be faithful. Anytime you're faithful and fruitful, that catches the attention of God. God looks down and says, there it is. There's somebody I can use. There's somebody I can trust. They were only asked to do this, and they did 10 times more than what was required of them. They were only asked to sweep off the sidewalk, but they washed it as well. They were only asked to take this person home one time, but they put it on themselves to pick them up every single Sunday and every single Thursday night. They were only asked to pass the buckets, but guess what? They found better buckets, and they put the logo on them, and they did even better than what was required. That's being faithful in what is least. When I first came to C3 San Diego, I knew that I wanted to be a part of this church. I knew that I wanted to give my life to this thing. And they asked me immediately, you know, what team, and if I wanted to serve on our cafe team. And we had a cafe team that would set up and tear down every Sunday night after our service. And they asked me if I could make coffees on this cafe team. So I said, sure, I'm going to learn how to make coffee. So they taught me how to make coffees with this espresso machine. After the first Sunday night, I remember as we were packing away everything, my leader who was in charge says, hey, you can put the espresso machine back in this box and we're going to go put it in storage room. And I said, you know what? Can I take the espresso machine home with me? Because I want to clean it thoroughly and I want to practice making coffees during the week. She didn't ask me to practice. She didn't ask me to clean it at night. She didn't ask me to take it home, but I put it on myself to be faithful in what is least. And I remember that moment. If I could trace why I'm doing what I'm doing now, it all comes back to that moment right there. The moment where I said, I will do more than what's required of me. And from that moment, Pastor, you're going to notice me. I got prophesied over. I got identified to be in leadership. All because of that one simple moment to not just do what was asked of me, but to do more than what was required of me. Here's a phrase I like to say, and I want you to write this down. If we only do what's required of us, people will only see what's expected of us. If you only do what's required of you, people will only see what's expected of you. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person that only does what's required of me and people only see what they expected of me. I want people to look at my life and say, I never thought that was possible. I never thought that could happen. I never expected that to happen out of that life. And that is not the big aha moments. That's not the big decision that you make. Those moments are all determined by the small things that you do, the little things that you take part of. And you say, I will be faithful in what is least. I will give my life to this thing. And that's what it means to be faithful in what is least. The things that are insignificant, because they might be insignificant to other people. They might even look insignificant to you, but I guarantee you they're not insignificant to God. I guarantee you that the tiny little thing that everybody else passes up is not insignificant to God. The shopping cart at Vons, the shopping cart at Albertsons that somebody popped up on the curb, that maybe that was you, because it was too far of a walk to put it back in the place that the carts go. Every time you walk by, God looks. God looks and says, I know it's not your job. I know you didn't put it there, but can I hold you responsible for fixing what somebody else broke? Every time we fix what somebody else broke, God looks and says, there is somebody who is faithful in what is least. Sometimes you have to fix what another leader broke. Sometimes you have to fix what another person screwed up. Are you okay doing that? Not for recognition, not for fame, but so that God can notice and God can use you. Everything I do is not so that people can notice. Everything that I do is so that God every day says, I still choose him. I still choose him to do it. I still choose him to serve. I still choose him to lead because I'm faithful in what is least, the things that nobody else sees. When you see a piece of trash on a Thursday night, on the floor, do you pick it up or is it somebody else's responsibility? If you find yourself saying these words, that's not my job. That is not my job. If you find yourself saying those things, then you know you've slipped into being unfaithful and not faithful. Third one is this. Third one is being faithful with money. Being faithful with money. This is one of the biggest ones because we live in a generation that's all about, I want it now. And if I want it now, I'm going to go into debt to get it. I'm going to make these bad financial decisions just because I'm desperate for this thing now. But if we're going to be leaders that change the world, we have to be leaders who are faithful with money. That means this. That means we have to be leaders who tithe and who give. The tithe is 10% of all the income that you bring in. And the tithe actually isn't 10%. It's the first 10%. It is not the extra. It's not what you can afford to lose. It's not what you can afford to give up. It's not what's after you've paid all your bills and had all your fun. And then the extra and the leftovers, that's what you bring to God. At My City Youth, our leaders, we don't bring leftovers to God. We refuse to bring leftovers to God. In fact, we are dedicated to bringing our best to God. So every week you will see at My City Youth, we give. If you want to be a leader, you give. Every week at My City Youth, you hold your envelope up in the air so that everybody can see it, so that everybody knows that I give. Not so people can be impressed by what you give, so that we are setting a culture of this is what it means to be a leader. We are faithful to bring the 10%, the first 10% of all of our income weekly to the house of God. We are faithful to budget. We set a budget. We stick to a budget. We don't go above and beyond our means. Now, this is a hard one because the world we live in with credit and all of those things and financing. But God has called us to have a budget. A budget is what tells our money where to go. If we don't have a budget, our money is telling us where it wants to go. A budget tells our money where to go. If you need help budgeting, there's all kinds of apps out there and people you can talk to and resources to help you with setting up a budget and leaders in your life that can help you. Being faithful with money means this. Being faithful with money means making more than what you need. To be a leader at My City Youth, to be faithful with money means making more than what you need. Because God has not called you just to be blessed. God has called you to be a blessing. God has called all of us to have more than what we need so we can change our world. We understand this. To be faithful with money means we have to be responsible to prosper. We have a responsibility to prosper, not just to have enough. The Bible does not say have just enough. Anytime we say those words, in fact, I lived in that place where I said, I just want enough. And that's when God says, just enough for who? And it always comes back to just enough for me. And we chalk it up as some super spiritual thing that look how good I am. I just want enough for me. I don't want any more than what I need. And that is actually the most selfish thing and phrase and decision any of us could ever make. We think it's selfless, but it's actually selfish. It's selfish saying, I just want enough for me. At My City Youth, we have a mandate and a responsibility to have and make more than what we need. And at My City Youth, to be faithful with money means we have to have a generous spirit. So it's not giving. There's a difference between giving and generosity. We don't want you just to be people who give. We want you to be people who are generous. Generosity is not just seen in the house of God. Generosity is seen outside the house of God. Do you buy people that you don't know's coffee? When you go out with your leaders, do you pay or do you make them pay? But when you're hanging out with friends, do you buy somebody else's drink or somebody else's meal? How generous are you? How generous are you with your time? How generous are you with your money? How generous are you with your gifts? How generous are you? We know that we are called to have a generous spirit. So just to recap this podcast, faithfulness. Faithfulness is fruitfulness. To be faithful means we multiply what's been given to us. To be faithful means we reproduce ourselves into other people and we get those people to reproduce themselves into other people. Faithfulness looks like this. It's being faithful with what belongs to another man. It's being faithful with what is least. It's being faithful with money. And that is it. That is one of the essential components to changing the world. So thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. We know that you are stepping into the calling that God has for you. We know that you are called to change the world. We'll see you next time.